with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal cohabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past 2 decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today, we present to you Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion on climate change, titled Eden on Earth Through a Vegetarian Diet, via video conference with our association members in the United Kingdom on June the 12th, 2008.
How's everything doing?
It's well, thank you, Master.
All right, so now you have been brewing some question. And I can hear it very loud even without the phone. So maybe you can tell it now to the world instead of keeping it in your heart.
Okay, the first question, Master. Are the recent disasters around the world somehow connected with the billions of animals slaughtered every year for human consumption?
Of course it is, huh? As you sow, so shall you reap, and like attract like, no? Scientifically speaking, spiritually speaking, we have been warned. So all the disaster that have happened around the world, of course, are connected with the human unkindness to the co-inhabitants. That was the price we have to pay for what we have done to the innocents who have done us no harm, who are also the children of God, who has been sent to earth to help us and to cheer our days. Because generally, humans also have very good merit before they came to earth. And that's why they became human, because of their good merit. So from their good merit, there have been a give and take and deduction and addition. Otherwise, if things have not been canceling out some of the bad retribution, then it would have been worse. Or the earth might have been disappeared altogether already. But luckily, the human also do have some good merit, and they have not run out yet. Some of their good merit have not run out yet. And that's why we are still hanging in here.
Master, if the world were to go 100% vegetarian right now, what kind of earth would we live in, and what effect would this have on the world economy? And also, how great would the changes be, and how long would it take to see the effects of these changes on our environment?
If the world were to go 100% vegetarian right now, the good effect of it will be seen within more or less 60 days. That is 8 weeks. Within 8 weeks, you will see immediate effect. Of course, you also see immediately, but it's almost immediately, but to see the whole big picture, you can realize it within 8 weeks. Yeah? 8 short weeks, yes. And what kind of earth would we live in? Could be Eden again. We will have sudden peace and sudden realization of sameness between all nations, between all humans, and between humans and animals. The realization will dawn upon us. There's no need explanation. People will suddenly understand that we are all equal. We and all co-inhabitants, animals alike, are equal. And people will have respect even for trees and plants.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Master.
It is wonderful. And I really wish that we could have it right now. Things will be more lush for abundance. People will feel happier, even without reasons. They will not know why they feel happy. And food will be enough everywhere. River will run plentiful again. Disaster will cease. Heaven will smile on human. And good wishes will be fulfilled. That is a kind of Eden. If we are to be vegetarian, all of the human on the planet, that will be the effect. Yeah, that's what we wish to have, hey?
Master, is the world doing enough? And are we as initiators doing enough to save the planet at this critical time?
Well, you have been doing fine. Most of the initiates are doing their best. And sincerely, but the world, no. The world, they are doing something, they are trying, but they are not doing fast enough, and they are not doing enough. And even something they are doing is often off-track, you know. I'm sorry, I have to be blunt. I've been too polite all these years, it don't work. Now, the thing is, most often the world is doing things that are second or third important in line, yeah? Or like you have the thorn, number one in line, number two in line, number three in line. They are not running after the crown prince. They're running after the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, and the 11th, yeah? Now, the number one thing that is most important is nonviolence. Nonviolence to human and animals. Of course, that means vegetarian diet. That means completely abstain from all animal product. That is the thing that has been ignored up to now. I mean, some people have spoken out, even some government officials and some organization have spoken out about that, but too little. If we stop killing, if we practice nonviolence, nonviolence to humans, nonviolence to animals, if we stop all the killing, then all bad effects will stop almost instantly. There will be no end to happiness and freedom of any aspect, body and mind. If we stop the main cause of disaster, that is the killing. The main cause of disaster is the violence of the people, mostly from the people. We have to stop all this. We have to stop all the killing. I keep telling again and again and again. We have to live and let live. We have to respect and save lives. But tell me, who will be wise enough to listen and who will be strong enough carry this out? That's the point. Perhaps everybody knows this, one way or another, but need a strong will to carry out. Not just knowing, practicing. Practicing is very important. We have to respect all lives, including that of our so-called enemies even. Directly or indirectly, we have to stop the killing. We have to be all vegetarian and abstain from all animal products. That's how the killing will stop. Everything else is secondary.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Winfrey is well known by many people around the world, and she recently has gone vegan for 21 days. And a lot of high-profile people are realizing the benefits of a vegan diet.
Yeah.
And in turn are influencing a lot of people around the world.
Right.
Master, is this a good turn in the right direction?
Yes, it is. It is. And bravo to her, to Oprah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. She has done the most glorious thing in her entire career, methinks. And I think she will continue in this direction. She's a wise woman, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. And she has a huge bunch of followers. So if she continue in this direction, she will do a great service to herself, humankind, and her believers. Yeah? I think she's very wise. She will do it. Because I think she put something in the internet, in her blog, saying that, how can you proclaim to be a spiritual searcher, a spiritual seeker, when you have no compassion for animals at all? So I think she's a wise woman. I think she will continue that, and that will be very great. Yeah. After all, what is the good in gnawing on a dead cop, no? Biting on dead cop for such a dignified human like us? The human that can conquer the moon, can explore Mars, and doing many other incredible feats. How can we not conquer our own appetite? Because the appetite of most humans have caused untold suffering to the weak and defenseless animals. And we even have abundance of food choices, not that we don't have. So if people just stop and think about this, they will realize how unfortunate it is that we have fallen into this trap, that we have to kill to live, that if I live, you must die. This is a very pitiful situation for human beings. If anybody take a little time to think about it, this is really, really tragic. No?
Thank you, Master.
So, I hope people will realize it in the long run. If they stop and think about it, this is really a very tragic situation that the human have fallen into. To let themselves be deprived of compassion, deprived of the loving instinct of a human, to succumb to this kind of cruelty. This is really a pity. It's not what human intended to be at all. Anything else that is boiling in your heart?
Master, more and more news reports are mentioning going vegetarian as a solution to combat climate change. For example, last week on BBC Two, a program on the news about the measures to tackle climate change, and the headline said something like this.
Yeah?
Is it time to turn vegetarian? BBC Two Newsnight on the 3rd of June 2008 at 12:30 midnight. It said the best solution would be for us all to become vegetarians.
Good of them.
Yeah. So it seems, Master, that people the world over are getting the message. Do we still have time to save the planet, though?
Yes, yes. They are getting the messages, but it's not enough. Yeah? I want more of that. And on every television channels, and every billboard on the sidewalk, in every house, and on every newspapers, this should be the topic that we talked about every day. I mean, not the whole newspapers, not the whole program, of course, but I mean, some part of it has to be devoted to the most urgent need of our time, that is the climate change, and to stop it.
That would be wonderful.
But nevertheless, you know, they are doing something, and I'm grateful. And I want to tell you some good news, okay? Well, the message, if people listen to it and do more, then of course we can save the planet. Right now, we have gained 7 months plus. Because of all the effort that people have put into action, you know, like plant trees and driving less and sustainable fuel, and also many people have turned into vegetarians, and some of the news media have helped to remind the public, and the government also have done something or have thought about it. All this, however little positive energy that people sincerely put into their effort, have bare fruit, and we gained 7 months. That means right now we have like 2 years and 2 months plus a few days to change. And the more people turn into vegetarian and preserving the planet, the further the deadline will recede, yeah? And then we will have more time, more and more time. Originally, if nobody have done anything up to date, then we would have like maybe 16 months, huh? Or 15 months even. Understand me? And now we have 2 years, 2 months plus. Okay, so that has bare fruit, eh?
Yes. Wow. Right. Yes.
We have to thank to the people who have changed into the vegetarian diet, and thank to the government who have put effort
in preserving the environment. And we have to thank some news media who have been putting in effort to remind people about our deadly situation.
So if you guys continue
helping remind people, if the government give us, I think the news people continue the trend of giving the public more knowledge, then we still can save the planet.
Wow. I do hope so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks to the BBC too.
Sir, hello. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you.
Doing a lot of stuff. Thank you guys, for helping the disaster victim everywhere. Thank you for being my extended hands, extended ears, extended eyes, extended mouth, extended love. Thank you so much, all of you. Not just English, but everywhere, yeah? All our people in the world.
Master, Prince Charles recently expressed his concern about the urgency to fight global warming in an article entitled 18 Months to Stop Climate Change Disaster. It was published in May 2008 in the Telegraph newspaper in the UK. And, you know, being a member of a royal family and other people in such high positions in the political field, etc., they're being advised what they should and should not say to the public. I was wondering, what words of encouragement can Master offer these leaders to help them speak the truth and get their important message through?
I am very grateful to His Royal Highness and other
courageous leaders in the world for stepping out of their boundary and to speak out for the sake of everyone. Even if the public do not appreciate their goodwill, heaven will take note, and they will have a great reward hereafter. It is, of course, very difficult to be in the position of authority I understand that, and I'm glad you understand their position. Of course, they have been always told what to do and what not to say. But the advisors are not always wise. So I think the leaders themselves should act according to intuition of a highly developed human being. To be a leader is to be endowed with bravery, compassion, and nobility. That's why you are a leader. It's not easy, of course, to be in the position of leader. That's why leaders are few. Yeah? You see, in a nation, there's only one king, one queen, some princess, some prince, one president, one prime minister. Very few leaders compared to the multitude of this world. But fewer even still are brave leaders, courageous leaders, righteous leaders, and wise leaders. To such a wise and courageous ones, we offer full support and respect. We pray that heaven give them more strength, more wisdom to carry out their noble duty. Of course, bravo to Prince Charles and other leaders. Yeah, Prince Charles has been an environmentalist for many, many, many years. And he's getting always more and more vocal about this. And I hope he continue to set an example for other leaders. Because as I told you, leaders are few. And fewer still are those who are wise and courageous. Being a leader, we must know what is good for our subjects and what is not. And what is good, we have to encourage them to do, facilitate them to do. And what is bad, we have to stop to protect them. That is the true meaning of a leader.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much.
He's a good man. Gentleman. I have always liked him. He's honest, you know? Straightforward. If he loves someone, he says he loves. If he doesn't, well, he doesn't. We know that by now, huh? Yes. You see, being a prince, he is true to his heart.
That is a very good quality.
Yes.
He's true to his heart. And he's not swayed by glamour or praise and gain. He's really a truthful man. And I really pray that he will have more strength to continue and do better and better still for his subject and for the world, to make an exemplary, noble figure of a leader for the world to follow.
Thank you so much.
Ah, you're welcome.
We thank you for your presence for today's Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television. Tune in tomorrow for part 2 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion, Eden on Earth through a Vegetarian Diet. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, is up next, right after Noteworthy News. May Heaven's grace bring a sustainable and green future for our shared planetary home.